going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so like, DZ, if I don't like somebody, you don't like them. Am I clear?
Huh? What just happened?
If I have beef with somebody, you have beef with somebody, correct? If you have beef with somebody, I have beef with somebody, correct?
I want to disagree, but when we're peoples like that, yeah. Yeah, if you don't rock with somebody for some reason,
perfect.
I'm going to find a reason not to rock with them either, I guess.
Thank you.
I guess. I mean, and I'm a nice person, though. I love everybody.
No, you'll still be nice to them. I'll be like, DZ, we hate them. DZ, we hate them.
And then I'll push them and say sorry.
Yep.
My bad, man.
Allie made me do it, but sorry.
Allie don't like
okay,
you.
Okay, listen to this you. Am I the Jerk? It's about basically cutting people off because your friends or your family or your significant other because somebody else has an issue, you have to be mean to them.
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Am I the jerk for wanting my partner to hate them too? No, you're not.
I got to
have a great day.
We listen and we judge later.
Oh, fine. All right. Hey, Allie and DZ. My girlfriend has a sister and the sister has a boyfriend. Okay. So his girlfriend's sister's boyfriend.
Okay.
Think about that for a second.
Okay.
Future brother-in-law, maybe, if they all got married. Okay.
I'm following. Got it.
So, and my girlfriend has a sister and her boyfriend has always seemed cool, but we had a bad moment last month and we got into it. He said a lot of rude comments about me and then doubled down on it.
Mm.
My girlfriend has asked me to keep her out of it, but that's not how I move.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I have a problem with him, she should have a problem with him.
Oh, it's your girl too, man.
She's still being nice to him, and it makes me crazy.
It's her sister, though, man.
Sister's boyfriend. Am I the jerk for wanting my girlfriend to hate him too?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Anonymous. What's his name?
Offended Oscar.
Offended Oscar. There you go.
Offended Oscar.
Offended Oscar has a girlfriend. He got into it with the girlfriend's sister's boyfriend.
Sister's boyfriend, yeah.
So the sisters are there. They're both dating sisters.
Everybody's
and
hanging
this
out.
This guy got into it.
It's a little four-pack of friends.
Yep.
Yay.
And then the sister's boyfriend said a lot of rude things. Basically, there was a falling out.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it matters what the falling out was, but now he's saying, I don't roll with the boyfriend, and neither do you.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend's going, no, I just want to stay out of it. And he's like, No. I hate them. You hate them.
You win it. No, you win it.
This is a classic argument with the relationships because I know this happens all the time. It's like, why are you talking to them?
Yep.
I don't like them.
Yep.
So I don't know. Where do you go on this one? Because part of me feels like if you have a problem with somebody, I have a problem with somebody. But
true.
I also have been in situations where people that I've had issues with that are just stupid or have nothing to do with anything, they then, because they're petty, will try to get other people on their team. And you're like, now I'm beefing. This is an
example.
They're
really cool. And now I'm beefing with them because y'all got stupid drama.
With three other people
right.
that I don't have an issue with
right.
because you can't get along with them. That has nothing to do with
it. And
me.
I actually happen to like them, bruh.
Right.
I like them. And unfortunately, it drags it. it drags you in it because you tend to be closer with one or the other or two or whatever. And then it's like by association, well, I knew you first. Afraid. I got this. We got to be like, we got to stick together. And it's like, why can't we all stick together and actually talk things through? But that's not how adults rock. And that's not how the world works. And
it's
when I'll tell you the problem. And I want to digress fully. Yeah. The problem is that these two sisters are sisters. They like to hang out with each other. They don't got no problems. So they're going, well, our dudes are now beefing, but let's stay out of it, girl. Sisters for life. Mwah. Sisters before misters.
Who cares?
Mwah.
That's on them. That's blah, on blah, them. Blah.
Nah. Nope.
No.
We're past that. Maybe in high school. Maybe in college. I don't know how old y'all are, but y'all sound old enough to where now y'all got beef, and it's in these streets. And if your man that may be husband to be, fiance, whatever, is going, we ain't rocking with that. If my wife were to look at me genuinely and go, hey, that person right there, guy, girl, elder, young, whatever, we can't rock with them. We don't rock with them for XYZ reason. I'm going to blindfully and faithfully trust in my wife's guidance and her say-so because something standing up on the back of her neck, right? Something saying don't trust. Just like if I were to say that to her, I would expect that.
Okay.
But then that's your sister, then you're basically saying you can hang out with your sister.
Well, you can, just without the boyfriend.
That's how?
He wants her to hate them, too. He's like, I don't get along with this guy, so you don't get along with this guy.
That
offended
is also
Oscar.
Hella petty, though, because it's not petty. Like this man assaulted you. What did he say?
If I got a man, and I got a problem with somebody, and my man's over there chumming it up, it's on. I'm not saying...
Really?
I think you can be
even
polite.
Even cordial? That's what I'm saying.
Be cordial, but that's it.
Sounds like Buddy doesn't even want cordiality. Nah, like
I can think of both sides. I can think of times where like maybe there was someone I didn't like and I'd look at my friends and be like, ew, why do you like them? Ugh.
Fair.
But I could also think of times, like here's an example, like years and years ago when you had the really toxic days on at the radio station, which I'll write a book one day for all you guys.
I'll buy.
But, like, this is a perfect example. Like years and years ago, I remember I had a coworker who wouldn't look at me in the hall. And I was like, why won't she look at me? We've always gotten along. Like, it was very strange. We've worked together for years.
Yeah.
So this goes on for months. And then finally, one day, she starts talking to me again. So we have a moment. And I go, hey, I got to talk to you. Like, why were you not talking to me for months? Like, I'm so confused. Like, it's very... She goes, well, so-and-so was pressuring me because they were mad at you. And so I felt like if I was friends with you, I was never going to hear the end of it.
And you go,
and I looked at this person. I go, you did that to me to appease somebody else?
You're tripping.
And they said, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. I was worried I was going to get retaliation because that person didn't like you. Now, granted, this is a workplace, but like it's the same thing. It was like somebody was afraid
to even
talk to me because somebody was pressuring them. Like, oh,
don't talk to them.
Hostile work environment, obviously. Those people are long gone. But it is petty and it is immature. Like, there's no reason you can't be cordial, right? Even if you don't want to be close with somebody.
But then your partner,
you know what I mean?
But then your partner tells you, hey, you can't speak to your sibling's partner. Like, I don't want you to hang out ever, like, at all. That's mad. No. He disrespected me, which means he disrespected us and he disrespected you. It's on site with that man now.
All right. Am I the jerk for wanting my partner to dislike them too? That is the question.
We can say hate.
Somebody said, not the jerk. If sister's boyfriend is talking crap, what happened to defending your significant other? Girlfriend should be beefing too. They're saying the girlfriend should dislike the guy too.
Sister.
Oh, somebody's saying too many missing pieces to the story. Not really. You act like you've never been in a situation where somebody wanted you to dislike somebody else because they didn't like them. Come on.
There might be plenty missing pieces to the story, but I don't need them. Yeah, I don't necessarily even want to answer because I do get both sides, though.
You don't need the pieces because it's irrelevant. It's like, do you get down and roll with your friend or not? It shouldn't, because it can be petty or it can be big. The point is, are you rolling with them?
Put it to you like this. If you need all the pieces, you ain't getting in the car if I need you. If you need the full story, then you ain't riding or dying, man.
Yeah,
my ride or dies don't ask them types of questions. Are you getting in the car or not?
That part. 414-533-1037. All right. Is he the jerk for wanting his partner to... He wants her to hate him, too.
help offended Oscar decide his fate, man. Am I the jerk?
We'll talk to you next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, offended Oscar wants to know if he's the jerk for wanting his partner to hate him too, because he got into it with this guy who's dating his girlfriend's sister. They could be brother-in-laws one day if they all got married.
In the perfect world that they all wish, they'd all be brother-in-law, sister-in-law. Yeah.
They got into it, and now he said he's done with this guy, and he said he wants his girlfriend to hate the guy too. And the girlfriend's like, just keep me out of it. I don't want to get involved. He's like, no. That's not how I move. If I have a problem with him, you have a problem with him. And I respect that, Oscar.
But that's my sister.
Sorry.
This is hairy and questionable, and it's just a start.
Is he the jerk for wanting her to hate them too? All right, hate just the guy, not the sister. She can be friends with the sister.
What do you think is going to happen, bro? You going to pull the sisters apart? You think she's not going to be with her man? You think now they got to exclusively hang out solo dolo sister time?
Let's start with, you know what? I'm actually going to start with Colleen in Milwaukee. That's who I'm going to go backwards. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Colleen.
I'm fine as long as you hate everyone who I hate. We're good then, right?
I agree. No. He's not the jerk.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Something happened similarly with my husband. He got into an argument, actually, with a neighbor.
Ooh, this is good.
Not that long ago, and I 100% had his back, and honestly, till this day, it's kind of simmered down a little bit. Like, the other person's kind of tried to add us on Facebook, and I told my husband, I was like, well, I'm not adding
Olive
him
Ranch.
Until you do, because this was your beef in the first place.
You let me know what we're doing, big
so
dog.
I have your back. You let me know when we're good.
See, but that's not blood so relation.
Funny.
That's not his. Come on now.
Yeah. I also get all the people that are texting and like, whoa, we're missing pieces, because there are sometimes arguments your significant other has with people, and it's like, come on now. Like,
this is stupid.
Really, like, why do I have to not be cool with them because you? But no, I get it. Like, if I have beef with somebody, I kind of want my husband to have my back as
well. That's the thing,
Colleen.
It's called
the jerk.
It's okay. Ride or die. Do you okay. ride? Yes. We're ride or die. Yes. We're rolling with you. And if someone has a problem, we have a problem. If it's stupid, I'll tell you later after we cause a problem.
I'll tell you later that you're dumb,
but I'm not going to do it in the moment. I'm just going to support you, okay?
Yes.
We blind support pettiness out here, huh?
I'll tell you privately to chill out.
Yeah, y'all are funny, that part. Colleen. All right, I hear y'all. I do genuinely
The good news
hear.
Is, in our army, Colleen's on our side. That's the good news, the Allie and DZ army.
I will be. I got you.
Double salute. Triple salute. Colleen,
added to the club.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Rich in Greenfield. We're talking about if your significant other dislikes someone, do you have to dislike them too, basically, is what we're talking about. Hey, Rich.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning. Good morning.
What up?
Morning.
Holla.
Jerk or not the jerk?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Oh!
2 for 2? Oh, come on, man.
Okay, go on.
No. My significant other, my wife, if she does not like somebody, I agree with her no matter what. I do not care what it is. I would not even ask her why. I would just agree with her.
I love this
and
man.
I would just go with it.
I love
if
this man.
If she does
man.
Not like somebody, I just go with it. It doesn't matter.
Because he doesn't want to die, okay? So he knows what's right.
He said he don't want to die.
Yeah. One of the other things that I believe as well is that since that's his girlfriend's sister, you know, one of the things is that the girlfriend might only be listening to the positive things that the sister might be telling her, about her boyfriend. So she only sees the positive in him and not the negative that the boyfriend has seen.
Oh, she's got the blinders.
The gets, yeah, absolutely.
He sees something. He's like, he's not trusting. Dang. All right, you might be bringing me around a little bit, because even though I hadn't answered, I was leaning towards jerk, bro. You're trying to cut siblings off. Like, that's what you're inevitably going to be doing.
So if Aaron and you and Megan and Phil, Aaron's sister
husband. You really know our family like that.
Hell yeah, I know your family.
Shout out Megan and Phil.
So if Megan and Phil are sitting there.
Yeah.
And so what, you and Phil would get into it.
Yeah, this would be if me and Phil got into it, right.
Would Aaron then hate Phil with you, or would she be like, screw you, I'm hanging with Megan and Phil?
No.
See? It's tricky.
It's tricky, but at the same time.
She would roll with you, and you know it.
I don't know.
She would roll with you.
I don't know. That sister bond is strong, bro, and she would not stop talking to her sister, right?
It is.
And
you're
that
right.
Family time wouldn't stop being family time, and that's where I'm going. What are you really going to do as a non-kin relative in this scenario?
She has to roll with you.
Both get left. Both of them get
all
left.
All right. Fine. All right. I don't know. I say everybody's got to stick together on this one. I don't even know what I'm beefing with you guys for.
Everybody's going to end up single, and the sister's going to end up looking for new guys together. That's what I'm
saying. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Rich.
Hey, guys. Just one more thing. The other thing is that, you know, from a male perspective, he might see something or he might know something that he does not want to bring up, does not like about him.
Spit it out, Rich. Like what? Like he's cheating or something?
Nah,
spit it out.
He could just be like a negatively spirited individual.
Oh, like he doesn't like him.
You see dark aura out of somebody and go, I can't trust him.
A giant red flag.
Yep, I can't trust him.
Yeah.
You don't got to speak on it.
Rich, and this is why if men don't like somebody, it's usually weird. Because like, pay attention if a guy doesn't like somebody, because guys don't care. Like, we'll hold our grudges for years. You know what I mean?
But if a dude doesn't really
rock. But if a dude's mad?
Yeah.
Something went down.
Consider it. Consider it for sure.
Listen. We can have an argument, and I'll still take you out for a pint real quick.
True.
Okay.
That is true.
Cool. Meet you at the bar. Bye, Rich.
Have a good one, y'all.
You too, man. Appreciate you, dog.
Bye.
Oh, no.
Did we lose our third?
Yeah, bro.
Unbelievable. Well, Lindsay in Muskego texted in. She said, jerk. Listen, my husband and I are ride and die. If I beef, he beefs, and vice versa.
Except what?
When it comes to family. Mm-hmm. Family is the exception. I wish it wasn't because my sister-in-law's next level.
Say it.
But kill them with kindness. So Lindsay's saying you only do that unless it's family. When it's family, you do not hate them too. You just stay, I don't know if I could do that.
It's ride or die unless y'all was born together. Then
I don't know if I can do that.
Man.
Dude. So we're going not the jerk, though. The two that called in were not the jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if we counted Lindsay, who texted in, who said jerk, it's still not the jerk.
And unfortunately, the overwhelming amount of texts are saying jerk. The person that was calling, I believe, was about to say jerk. Unfortunately, they dropped, but you know, they were out in the sticks, so I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. They probably hit a dead zone. But shout out Tanya, though. She's a nice, said, very nice lady.
Your wife texted in, Aaron here, I would not drop my sister, but the husband, bye.
What did I say?
She dropped the brother-in-law, but not her sister, right?
What did I say? Yep. I was like, she'll stop talking to Phil for sure, right? But not Megan.
Well, at first I thought Aaron meant she wouldn't drop her sister, but she'd drop you, her actual husband.
Oh, she dropped me too. Yeah, oh, no, she might have meant me for all I know. She might have. She never specified which husband.
Allie, you're right, actually. She didn't say who. That's why I thought it was you. You're right.
She could have meant both. Both of them.
Allie in Milwaukee texted in and said, are we kidding? Total jerk. That's her sister. If you don't like someone, I won't like them either until it's my sister.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, really, yeah. It gets questionable. Right. I saw the hairiness from the jump. That's why I tried to stay away.
Just.
It's ride or die. It's ride or die.
It's ride or die. That's how we roll. All right. Decided. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.